91.5 WMFO in Medford. The Remains, Lonely Weekend from The Remains, the red vinyl of Al's. That doesn't sound bad at all. Good shape, that album.
Yeah, I haven't played it much.
Aw, you shouldn't say that, Al.
Oh, no, it's a collector's. You know, I mean,
that's why. Yeah, we won't play it to death because we actually have two versions, and
in
one
the system,
of them would be that, that was great. Yeah, before that we heard Heart, The Remains, Heart, and Barry and The Remains, Don't Look Back. Now I'm going to play something from, it's a Nancy Neon request.
That's right.
She wanted to hear some Kevin Jr., which I think I might have in my car. I put Chamber Strings in the system, Kevin Jr.'s band, but it's probably not on Rivendell yet. Hopefully I left the CD in my car. I got to go down for something anyways.
Right.
So we'll put on a couple of long songs.
She wanted to hear Johnny Thunders.
Yeah, here's one that's not so long, but it's great. Our dear friend Billy Rath is on bass. It's Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. It's Not Enough.
You can give me this. It don't bother me.
Thank you.
it again, it will be. Though the course may change sometimes, rivers always reach the sea.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes there. And now, the time you've all been waiting for, we have our guest, James Discovers. Oh, I didn't bring my clapping machine.
It's a real class. I like the real ones.
All right. The clap machine sounds pretty good, though.
It does. It's pretty cool.
It sounds real.
Yeah.
Marie's in charge of that, and she's not here.
I
like your guitar there, James.
Thank you.
What do you have?
So, it's an Ovation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I was looking for an acoustic electric guitar to use for the longest time, and I would go to Guitar Center, and I couldn't find anything. And then I went to Rockin' Bob's near Davis Square, and they have, of course, they have a smaller selection, but I just saw this beauty just hanging up on the wall. And
it is. Like, it's beautiful. We were playing Bob Marley earlier. I've mm-hmm. seen him playing a guitar that looked... It might be the same one.
It could be.
I've seen Bob playing, like, doing Redemption songs, yeah. Sitting there in a chair with a guitar that looked just like that.
He's got good taste. Bob Marley.
I used to have a Washburn.
I actually, you know what? I used to have Washburn, too.
They sound awesome.
I have a Washburn.
At a thrift store.
You
did?
Yeah, I have one. Acoustic at home, yeah.
Okay, this wasn't an electric, but it sounded acoustic. It was great.
I had an acoustic. I actually picked it up from a thrift store. I had a Yamaha acoustic guitar, and it actually got robbed, and they took my acoustic. Right. So I went to...
They stole your Yamaha? Why?
You can ask them why they stole my stuff.
It's not a Martin. It's not a Gibson.
Is Ovation American made?
Yeah.
Gibson?
I know Gibson. Ovation.
Ovation?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
My Washburn actually does have a jack. The guy who owned it before me had put it in himself. Where the strap goes on the end of it.
Yeah.
You can just plug in right there. Right. So it's got no levers or anything, but you can plug it into an amp. It's pretty cool.
Right, right.
Well, I bought the thing. I mean, I think maybe I spent like $200 at the guitar store in Hanover for it. And the guy's like, showing me stuff. And then he's like, this thing's got a jack? Oh, man. I could tell you. He could have got a lot more money for it just because it had that,
Yeah, I mean, when, you got it from a thrift store?
No, it's Music Unlimited in Hanover.
Yeah, because, these guys who run the stores, they get all these instruments and they don't really look at them. They don't really know how much they're really worth.
It's not a thrift store, but they do sell used guitars.
Yeah.
Right on. So, James Discovers, you're from Acton, did you say?
Yeah, so I'm from a town 40 minutes down Route 2, Acton, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like your, typical suburban...
Oh, I've driven through, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I've driven through.
Route 2, you gotta go through.
Route 2, the passageway into Western Mass, I guess.
Yeah.
That and Mass Pike.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
If you want to go apple picking or visit someone in prison. There are like three prisons down that way.
in Concord. There's a rotary and it connects Concord.
I can picture it, yes.
Right, and people actually escaped from there before.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Little farmhouses around there and stuff. Ah! Psycho on the loose.
It used to be a lot of farmhouses out there. And
I thought they still were, but
It's not really farm anymore.
Is it built up at all? It's been a while since I've driven down.
It's a breeding town.
Yeah, yeah.
It's where people go to breed.
Breed.
And
families.
They breed stuff like James Discovers.
Because they have good schools. They have good schools.
No, it's true. Acton is known... really for Acton-Boxborough Regional High School. High school, and it's really good education.
Breeding as far as sports goes.
No, as far as children.
Yeah, as breeding.
Breeding. Okay. I've never heard that, but...
Go Colonials, though. Yeah, whatever.
So, James Discovers, you said you were going to do a song called Lebanon. Are you Lebanese? Yeah. I get that feeling.
No.
Armenian?
Nope.
Okay. I think Schmel said you were.
Really? he did say to me one time that he thought I was Armenian.
Yeah.
He did ask me that, and I said, no.
Because I think Schmel might have some Armenian in him.
He's got the hair. He's got the Armenian hair.
He's got the hair.
Well, I have a friend from Lebanon. I actually call him the Lebanese John Lennon. His name's Peter Jam. Maybe we'll play one of his songs in a little while.
We could. Right on.
He's been on the show a few times. Whenever he tours around here, he stops by. He loves the show. And, he's an Armenian who's from Lebanon. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I heard about you. Schmel was like, I've got an Armenian friend. He jams. You got to have him on the show. He was talking about you. But
right. Okay. Well, shout out to him because he really hooked this up and, He's really cool.
Okay. Maybe it's because you have a song called Lebanon, he thought that.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I don't know. I really just called it Lebanon because I'm a big fan of, like, assonance.
Okay.
It's a funny word, but it's like assonance is like the sounds of... Okay, it's kind of like...
Yeah, you do have to explain this one.
I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but it's like when John Frusciante once said, I don't care who the walrus is.
From Chili Peppers.
Yeah, from Chili Peppers. Yeah. I don't care who the walrus is. He just likes the sounds of the words, and I am the walrus. You know,
right.
He just likes how the words sound together.
Sure.
Yeah, right. I'm a huge fan of that. The lyrics don't really...
Oh, yeah.
I don't really go for meaning.
Listen to Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, squawking like a pink monkey bird. It sounds good, though.
Hey, pink monkey birds are cool in my book.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the music. What do you got to play for us?
So this is Lebanon, and this is actually track one off my three track demo I released a few months ago, and
sounds good. I'm ready when you are.
Cool.
James Discoveries on MFO. Thank you.
Thank you.
James Discover is here on 91.5 WMFO.
You have a strange quality there with your vocals. I'm trying.
So do you, Al.
Thank you.
But I have spastic, a legitimate reason. Dysphoria, yeah.
Spasmodic dysphonia.
There we go.
did you ever hear of Mike Viola?
Mike Viola, no.
Yeah, I play something by him.
You
actually.
Do.
Yeah.
But his music, he pretty much does pop.
Yeah,
but he does some fairly kind of humorous stuff. Your vocal kind of reminded me of where he goes with his, you know.
Right.
You ought to check him out sometime. He's awesome.
Cool.
He's local.
Also like that band I had in here. What was the name of them? The, I forget. It'll come to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, I do get a lot of comments with the voice, which is good. People say it's unique, you know. Like,
yeah,
I'm not like I would like I've been taking vocal lessons to so I can like put less strain on the voice, but I still want to keep it my own, you know.
Right.
Sure.
I know what it reminds me about. Remember the Fock tones? Were you hear that? Maybe you weren't here.
I don't think I was.
They were good. Yeah, it's similar. Yeah. Similar. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you have next?
How
many songs do you want to do today?
I could do like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's shoot for 4.
4? Okay. Cool.
Cool.
So this before I play this next song, this is called Theme Song, because I go by James Discovers, and the whole thing about my music is discovering, you know. And discovery is a process, it's kinda like a creative process. It's like influence, recognition, inspiration, exploration, circumstance, composition, purpose, creation, then it goes back into influence.
Sure. Wow. Makes sense.
Long time in the making, that whole
thing. It's a philosophy.
Yeah, it's a philosophy, and I kind of go by it when I write, so. Yeah, so this is the theme song.
Sounds great, man.
Cool.
Go for it.
Theme song.
I hear like Broadway. I hear I hear orchestrations. I hear
me too, man.
You gotta get it done.
Yeah, there's gonna be an EP coming out this year, so
You gotta get that done. That'd be cool. You gonna get some players? Like,
yeah, so my friend who's living in Texas right now, he's actually come up in a drum for it. He's
very good. Don't use a drum machine, get the real
thing. No. I mean, nothing against drum machines, but...
I have something against them.
I do, too.
I've heard some great music with used with...
If that's all you got, but, the real thing is better.
So I have a demo of Theme Song, and I didn't have a drummer, so I had to use MIDI with the drums. It's so sanitized. It's
right.
Not,
yeah. It doesn't have depth.
No. Yeah, you gotta have that... Gotta have some dirt on it.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Sure.
But, yeah, but, you know, I'll have a live drummer with me, and it's tough to find people to play with you. I mean, it's easy to jam. Like, I'll jam with anybody, you know, but, like, to have someone to play and write with you, and those people are hard to find, so.
Right.
This guy, even though he's in Texas, I mean, he's still, like, creative.
And they have to agree, like, okay, this is under your name, you know, that must be hard for some musicians. I'd feel very strange if I told the guys, okay, the name of the band is the Brian Young.
right. Well, I mean, my name's not James, you know.
That's right.
Right.
So that's kind of, you could call that your band name, James Discovers, I guess. Like, kind of like Jethro Tull, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Steely Dan.
Yeah. Your real name is Mario...
Epstein.
Mario Epstein.
Yeah. Italian and Jewish.
Steely Dan was actually named after a...
Dildo.
Yeah, sex toy.
Really? Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too...
It's a cool name.
It is a great name, but I wouldn't use a Steely Dan.
Well, she did.
It's a little...
In the book.
As long as it's not rusty.
Yeah, right, yeah. I see it getting rusty.
Oh, dear.
Might get an infection or
something. But I was hearing, like, when you were doing your da-da-da's and all that, I was hearing, like, horns and...
Yeah, I mean, for that song...
You gotta hook up some horn people.
Yeah, I mean, a violin. I got someone in my mind for violin.
Oh, cool. I really like it the way it is, though.
Yeah. It's.
What do you have next?
Okay.
Unless you had something more to say, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'll keep playing. So I'm here. I'll play the song called Adderall.
Adderall?
Adderall.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I think I've been on that. I wouldn't doubt it.
Were you on it?
Prescribed, of course.
No, I mean, I prescribed it. It's kind of, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It works, but it's weird.
Yeah, it's a drug.
Yeah, it helps, but.
Nobody is on Adderall today.
Nobody.
I wouldn't call it. I am on it, but I wouldn't.
He's on it.
But I'm not like on it. I'm actually. I just take it. You know. Okay. Anyways.
We don't. Not today, though. On this show. Okay. Go ahead. Right. What do you have?
Hey, it's all over. Opened up my eyes. Feeling closer to the enemy. Is it me? Yeah, it's me. Hey, honed my senses. Ran away to hide behind my eyes. And I count to three, who's the enemy? Is it me? Oh, yeah, it's me. And I respectfully disagree. I'm not stupid, that's for sure. And I'd have to sell my soul. Oh, can't you see? That would be the death of me. Oh, you are not my Adderall. Oh, you are not that drunk. Oh, on my senses again. Well, don't you wanna know? Oh, well, I will take us, but that's just how it goes. Little high, little low, getting higher through every dose. Oh, no, I will respectfully disagree. I'm not stupid, that's for sure. And I'd have to sell my soul. Oh, can't you see? Oh, that would be the death of me. Oh, you are not my Adderall. Slow down, bit. Oh, you are not that drunk. You are not my Adderall. We have never met, and I think that you're crazy. Roll up your cigarette and let's fly high, mademoiselle. Hey, oh, I'm loving you still.
Great stuff, man.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
So you playing out and about?
Or? Yeah. Just starting to get some gigs. Relatively new projects. We're actually pretty, really new projects. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, just solo. And
you have some dates you want to tell us about?
Yeah, sure. So I'm playing at Club Bohemia on the
11th. I played there.
Yeah. I talked to Mickey for the first time. He seems like a really cool dude.
Yeah.
So I'm playing Club Bohemia February 11th.
Cool.
I'm gonna be playing last at 11, but there's going to be three other really cool bands playing with me, so.
Yeah, hopefully they'll stick around.
Yeah, yeah.
They're missing out if they don't. I really like your stuff, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Anything else besides that? That's just... That's what you have so far coming up?
So far, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where can they find your music?
Okay, so you can... my website is now live. I actually just put it...
Cool.
Put it up. It's jamesdiscoversmusic.com, and from there... It'll act as a hub to my SoundCloud, Facebook,
sure,
YouTube. I've got some videos up.
Cool. Awesome.
This will be up probably.
Yeah. Al's making a video as we speak.
Little tripod there.
He does a good job.
Thank you.
I don't think I saw last week's yet.
No, you didn't. You
somehow
should.
I missed, but did you sync it up okay this
time? Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, it did. That must have been a one time.
That was a fluke. Yeah,
a fluke.
Yeah, one of them didn't sync quite right.
It seemed like the playback of the archive was not in time. And, you know, it was like, I think it was too fast.
I don't know how that would happen.
Yeah. Anyways, I like to sync up the video.
How do you know it's not your camera, Al?
Because I've never had a problem
with I've never had a problem with you. What are you doing it 8 years? How old's that camera?
Do you use iMovie or
Sony Vegas?
Yeah.
It's a great program.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell that was out of sync. I mean, you could if you really watched.
Well, at the end,
you
definitely could see it was out of sync. But anyways, no, my other's mustache, that came out just fine. I did it in black and white only because there wasn't enough light in the room. So the colors weren't, you know, bright. So I just said, you know what, I'll just do it in black and white.
I'll definitely watch it when I get home. I know I haven't seen it if it's in black and white.
Jesus, Brian, it's on your page, for Christ's sake.
I don't know. Somehow I missed it.
I guess.
Also, just want to say all the videos that are shot on my YouTube are shot by my beautiful girlfriend, Molly Dower. Love you, boo.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
She's beautiful.
Yep, she's a beauty.
Okay.
Okay, one more song?
Yes. Okay. This song is called New Chicago Lights.
New Chicago Lights.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Is there a New Chicago?
There actually is, but that was after... the naming process.
Okay.
This kind of came from one of my...
What are you saying? There's a band, New Chicago?
No, there's a town in Indiana called New Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is.
Yeah, small population. But
so is it about that town?
It's not about New Chicago. No. I didn't know New Chicago existed when I...
It's the town song. Saturday in the park.
Yeah. No, the song's not like that. It's more Wilco-y, I guess. Chicago,
cool.
There you go.
Wilco's cool. It's James Discovers. Let's check it out, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I also have a Bandcamp. JamesDiscovers.bandcamp.com.
Okay. Right on.
Okay.
I think that's where I heard you actually first.
Yeah.
All right.
Good sight. All right.
Stain your wool in a tar bed and sing about about life on the side of the road. New Chicago lights, Lord only knows how the power lines hang all over our noses. Oh yeah, we'll let it go. Keep on searching. Devolving into the genes of our FGs, we can still walk on water. Just come with me there. Just gotta breathe, yeah. I can't go on with it now, man. Oh my goodness, that's what people said. Like down and clap my hands, think about life on the side of the road. New Chicago lights of Texaco. This is like a noisy swinger noises. You two can make your noises too.
Stuff there, pal.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You've complimented me on every one of my songs.
I'm thinking.
I enjoyed everyone.
Yeah. No, but yeah. I'm thinking once you are able to like put it together with some instrumentation, it's going to be easier for people to see what you're trying to
do.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we see what you're trying to do, but for some people, it's like, well, I don't. And then when they hear it orchestrated, then they can get it.
Yeah, know? I like it. Just
I
the way
love
it, is.
It. I love it.
And I want to experiment with that. I want to I do want to see what makes people like stuff and kind of explore that boundary. Of popular music and weird stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, yeah, because